Transfer of power. There's a new Senate president in waiting, moving forward with a great deal of certainty. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Last week, Senator Karen Spilka announced herself as the next Senate president, and the next day she held a press conference, at which the current Senate president, Harriet Chandler, strongly suggested that right now would not be the best time to transfer any kind of power to the next Senate president. So with Chandler really kind of sounding determined to lead the Senate until the end of the session, what is the timeline we're expecting from Spilka?
That's an excellent question, and we don't know right now. I mean, first, let's start with what happened. Senator Karen Spilka, who was interested in running for the Senate presidency when that seat opened. We knew there was going to be a vacancy in January when Senate President Chandler planned to step aside. We've seen several candidates for the post essentially drop out. And in Spilka's own words, this happened a lot sooner than people thought. Just a month ago, the Senate voted to provide some stability moving forward for this session by making Chandler the permanent president for the rest of the year. But this all came together very quickly as a few people committed to Spilka, and it kind of started a snowball effect over last weekend as people heard that their colleagues were committing and more started committing, and it just kind of spun from there, and she was able to claim victory over her chief rival by Wednesday. But now she is saying she wants to have a discussion about how quickly she gets to move into the president's office, and Chandler is suggesting that she would like to stay to the original plan, that now as they're moving into budget season, as we know criminal justice is about to hit the floor for votes, there are other major pieces of legislation moving forward, that they have some stability finally, they know where they're moving in the future finally, and now is not the time to kind of switch that up and inject another round of upheaval into the body. But we don't know how this is going to shake out, and I assume that there are going to be some discussions over the coming days and weeks.
So is there a precedent for how this role is usually assumed?
There is no real precedent for what's been happening this year, given Senator Rosenberg stepping aside, the Senate putting in an acting Senate president, hoping that an investigation into Rosenberg could be concluded quickly. It has not been. It became politically untenable to even think about Rosenberg reassuming that position, so they went with Chandler permanently. In the past, if you look most recently, when former Senate President Therese Murray was nearing her term-limited 8-year limit on the presidency, she was not seeking re-election. She had been elected to her final term as Senate President, and Senator Rosenberg had wrapped up the votes to succeed her a full year and a half before she was scheduled to go, but there was never any talk of making that switch earlier. Senate President Murray was the president elected by the body, and she was going to continue, and that was never disputed until she passed over the reins to Rosenberg as she departed the Senate. This is a much different scenario, given that Chandler was always kind of a temporary fix to steady the rudder, essentially, for the Senate as they tried to get through and focus back on policy rather than all of this politics that had been consuming the building. But now there is a desire, it appears by some, at least it seems by Senator Karen Spilka, to kind of usher in the new era now.
We've got to move on. What, Matt, are the issues that you're anticipating will be making the headlines coming out of Beacon Hill this week?
Bill, the compromise bill between the House and Senate, was filed on Friday. That cannot be amended. That will be an up or down vote that should be moving to the floor quickly. And it'll be interesting to see, with a lot of moving pieces in this bill, how the governor views it. And we expect that the Senate may try and tackle this week some net neutrality rules to respond to the federal government's repeal of the net neutrality, the federal clause that prevents internet providers from kind of tiering internet service for customers. So some things are starting to happen on Beacon Hill.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.